Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. People striving to keep their New Year's resolutions and improve their lives here in January 2023 may find that human discipline isn't sufficient to get the job done. So this week on Morning Prayer, we're looking to see whether God is an active force for good to help us improve. Yesterday, we looked at the Bible story of Jacob and saw that God is such a force. Today, we'll look at another Bible story, this one involving a Syrian captain named Naaman. Naaman was basically a good guy. The Bible says God made him victorious in many battles. But he had leprosy. An Israeli girl who was Naaman's wife's servant said Elisha, a prophet in Israel, could heal him. So Naaman goes to see Elisha. It's here that we find out Naaman is rather proud and arrogant. Elisha has a messenger tell him he'll be cured if he washes in the Jordan River. Naaman was expecting Elisha to put on some dramatic display of God's power to cure him, and he scoffs at the idea of washing in the Jordan. But his servants convince him to do it, and he is healed. He returns to Elisha and declares that God is the real power creating good. It's interesting that servants are so instrumental to Naaman's healing. Maybe we can see them as symbolic of Naaman's meek side, the side that responds to God and his goodness. That side of Naaman wins. Pride and ego are overcome, and health and goodness are restored. May we all see our own God-given meekness responding to God and bringing more goodness to our lives too. Amen.